From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Richard Sheehy. U.S. President Donald Trump arrives in China Wednesday as he continues his first visit to Asia as president. Bill Ide reports North Korea tops the president's agenda on this leg of the trip.
For weeks, it has been clear North Korea was going to be a key issue during President Donald Trump's visit to Asia and China. Speaking Tuesday in Seoul, Trump stressed Washington's determination to put a stop to the North's nuclear ambitions.
I really believe that it makes sense for North Korea to come to the table and to make a deal that's good for the people of North Korea and the people of the world.
South Korea's president also stressed the importance of China and the United States focusing on the issue. Despite criticism of China in the past for not doing enough, Trump says President Xi has been very, very helpful, adding, "You will find out how helpful soon." Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Meantime, a Kremlin spokesman says President Vladimir Putin and President Trump are expected to meet and discuss North Korea at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in Vietnam this week. Syria plans to join the 2015 Paris Agreement to combat global warming, leaving the United States as the only remaining country opposed to the pact. Syria's representative at the talks, Emwada Katmawi, said Damascus was committed to controlling climate change. Meantime, a spokesman for the UN Climate Change Secretariat said that Syria had not yet formally submitted any documents about its plan. Earlier this year, President Donald Trump announced intentions to pull the U.S. out of the deal, claiming it doesn't serve the United States' interests. This is VOA News.